This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Duh.
Now, if that didn't get you playing air guitar, and I can tell you here with Bad Gays, Matt's nightclub neck has just gotten...
I think it just popped out of his head. He just slipped his disc.
He slipped his disc, absolutely.
The disco disc is gone.
It is.
Oh. All sorts of ailments. See, don't do it, kids.
Don't do it. So we're cracking on with another one of our excellent segments, mm-hmm. and it's called NSA, or No Strings Attached, where we bad gays, who really probably don't have much of a clue about anything NSA, talk all things love, relationships, sex, you name it, we talk about it. And so this week I thought I'd throw one out there, given that I'm sitting in a studio on a Tuesday night with two lovely, lovely gay men, and I'd throw out the concept of the lesbian ex friendship circle. Now, let me just, I need to premise this NSA this week with a statement of fact. I am, nor will I ever be friends with any of my exes. They are exes for a reason. Mm-hmm. But to me, this raises an interesting point, because this is something that apparently is very common in the lesbian world. And I have come across a number of people, acquaintances and friends alike, who wear it as a sort of badge of honour, that they're in this huge social circle, and within this huge social circle, half a dozen of their exes, because they're all friends. Mm. And they're all friends because they realised after, a 12-year relationship that they were better off as friends rather than as partners. And I'm sorry, I find this a little bit NQR. And that's right, Alex. Mm-hmm. I can be hip, cool, trendy too. I don't know what NQR stands
for. What is NQR?
For, but I don't know.
I know, because... you know what?
It's not quite right.
I know that. And the only way I know that is because a certain person always uses that phrase that definitely is definitely a few years older than me. But you know what? Keep going, Helen. That's fine.
Shut up, Alex. I'm being hip, cool, trendy with NQR.
Sure.
I don't care what any of you say. So I'm saying that this is a little bit NQR. And I'm throwing it open to my fellow bad gays and to you out there being a bad gay at home and listening to us. What do you think about this ex-friendship circle?
Well, first of all, I'm learning lots of new phrases. So is that the technical term, the lesbian ex-friendship circle?
I believe so.
Is that like a knitting circle?
It is. It is.
Okay. Well,
with the bonfire?
Or a crochet and a few pickup trucks parked in the back.
Outdoors with the
you love your yarn.
Stubby holders.
The slab of 4X, and we love our yarn.
Yeah. Well, look, there's certainly a lot of toxic history there. But we were talking about this offline earlier, and I think it depends on the length of the relationship.
Can I just cut you off super quickly and be like, for gay men, obviously we're talking stereotypes, this isn't every individual in case, but for some reason with lesbians, they're always best friends, but with gay men, it's like your enemies. It's a war. It's like the complete opposite. And I definitely, with certain, past relationships, that's how I feel. But with others, I don't. I am friends with people. So I think it's all a crock of stuff.
I think it's whatever is comfortable, and it's very rarely comfortable. That's the problem.
Right.
Now, but I might be showing myself up here, so I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to put my head on the block, right? It's almost the opposite from a gay man's perspective, right? Like, I remember there was this thing back in the 90s where, and I'm not talking about relationship, I'm talking more about a hookup, right? So if you met somebody randomly at, let's say, gym or at a bar, and something happened. Let's say a week later you'd bump into them again, and there'd be this conscious effort for you both to completely ignore each other. It was almost as if, or is that just me? That's where I'm putting my reputation on the line here. It was almost as if there was this kind of like unwritten code that you had had that person and therefore the transaction was complete and, you know, you were off to the next one.
Yep. You got your tax invoice. See you later.
And I just want to know whether that's still apparent. You might know this, Alex. I don't know. But like back in the 90s, I hope it stayed in the 90s because it's kind of ridiculous.
Matt, I have bad news for you. Kind of hasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, again, it really depends on the people. But majority of the time, that's what you do. And
do you know what I think it is? I think it's this gay pride reputation kind of thing, right? It's this idea that, you know, the guy has had so many shags in the last week that, you know, I think I kind of remember you, but I don't want to go there sort of thing. But it's totally apparent that both of you know what's happened.
Like, I'm sorry, even if you have had so many, you still remember the person. Like,
yeah, but I'm sorry, with lesbians, you know what happens. You go on one date and then you've exchanged keys and you're moving in and it's all over, Red Rover. You've bought several cats and you're sitting
Europe
on the lounge.
Tickets
and
together. Yeah.
So unlike you, why do you think the good lesbians are able to or feel the motivation or the need to keep this friendship circle going? Is it sort of collecting friends along the way?
No, you see, unlike me, I think the good lesbians who do this, you see, I don't like people enough to keep particularly people that I've broken up with for very particular reasons in my very small friendship circle. I have this, and you may not believe me, I have a rule. I have a rule of thumb. Oh. I have half a dozen spots. I have half a dozen friendship places. And you don't get on the friendship placement list unless one drops off because there is only room for six.
It's a bit like a... Wow. It's a bit like a door bitch on a nightclub.
Thank you.
Are you on the guest list?
That's precisely... the friendship list is very small. And as I said, if you want to join it, you better hope one of the six is dropping off soon or you're not getting on there. You go in the acquaintance pile and that's where you stay. So that's why I don't stay friends with my exes. There's no room.
Fair. How did you come up with that number? I'm intrigued.
Six?
It's one I was comfortable with. You know, okay. Seven's a bit too many. Five makes me look like a complete misanthrope. So, you know, six is a nice round number.
Yep.
It has curves in all the right places and let's go with six.
Well, fair enough, rightly so.
Thank you.
All right.
So we have established a few of
the trends
In our NSA this week. Let us know on all of our medias of social.
Yeah.
Alex.
Bad gays on joy.
Thank you. And tell us if you either experienced the, I obviously was a gay man in a previous life because I pretend I don't know them as well. I keep on walking, just walk on by.
Can somebody please text in and let me know that I'm not alone and being completely ignored after I've shared somebody?
And you have been listening to Bad Gays, No Strings Attached.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.